We continue our visit of Numerica with the video by Michea Cantor, located in the room that is near 7 by Robert Indiana. Returning to the dice, we find a room with the work of Ignacy Abalí and Anne Darboven. To listen to an interview in Catalan with Abalí, go to the in-depth section of your audio guide. To turn off the audio guide, hold down the pause button. And to restart the visit, hold down the same button. The visit with Marco Pierini now continues in the corridor to the right of the Joe Tilson piece with a group of musicians who are exposed for the first time within a contemporary art center with a group of visual artists here at the Papesi.
I Kraftwerk hanno costruito una loro immagine, un'estetica musicale e anche visiva, dove il numero è sempre stato molto presente. Il numero e tutte le applicazioni tecnologiche che con il numero hanno a che vedere.
The Kraftwerk have built their image and their own aesthetic, which is both musical and visual, in which all the numbers had a primary role, similar to the applied technologies that deal with the computer. Their 1981 album, Computer World, foresaw the future because they were able to envision a world that had such a strong connection with the computer. The 2005 live version of one of the pieces in this album, Numbers, is in this exhibit. The extraordinary video stenography is very close to the suggestions that come from movies like The Matrix. The white or green number is created by a computer and has a digital graphic quality and design that is typical of numbers that appear on the screen of a PC. Moreover, the text of the song is the pronunciation of the numbers from 1 to 8 in various languages of the world, and in the text of the song, words other than the numbers do not appear. The inspiration for this album and this piece in particular came to Kraftwerk from the Numbers Station, which are radio stations that play only numbers and that can be heard while trying to tune into another station.
In più, l'ispirazione venne a Kraftwerk dalle number stations, cioè quelle radio che ogni tanto capita di sentire cercando la sintonia di una radio dove si recitano numeri.
Continuing along the corridor, you find the works of Carlo Fay, Joseph Kossuth, Bernard Vernet, and Guy Duconte. We are about to conclude our journey inside Numerica and the representation of the number. The number intended as a digit, sometimes like the Roman number, or hidden in a barcode, are all still numbers.
L'esempio che abbiamo in mostra è quello di Jana Sterbach, una fotografia molto grande, una lightbox.
An example that we have in this exhibit is a photograph by Jana Sterbach that represents the nape of the neck of a man tattooed with a barcode, a number that usually identifies a product. Thus, this man tattooed with the mark of a product is assimilated to a commodity and is therefore a featureless element on the inside of a featureless mass.
Un elemento indistinto all'interno di una massa omogenea. Sono un uomo libero, diceva il protagonista del Prigioniero, il telefilm che proprio
I am not a number, I am a free man, says the protagonist of Prisoner, the made-for-TV movie, which was shown for the first time 40 years ago by BBC in 1967. The protagonist was the number 6, an ex-special agent who was pent up on a lost island in the middle of the ocean, making it impossible for him to be able to escape. All of the inhabitants of the island identified with a number. The head of the island is the number 2, and the number 1 never appeared. The Prisoner is a preview of the way we are living today. The way we are living today is the reduction of a man to a number, and the subsequent control that is displayed by the technologies that use the number, of our lives and of our thoughts, of our desires and of our morals and of our culture.
E addirittura della nostra cultura.
Where am I? Who are you? The new number 2. Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
The guided visit of Numerica with Marco Pierini ends here. We invite you to go up to the rooftop terrace for a panoramic view of Siena and remind you to return the audio guide to the bookshop. Thank you for choosing the audio guide made by Radio Papesi. To listen to the radio online, please visit us at www.radiopapesi.org.